WVGA Mobile.
I believe that's you. I think I got BG, and I think I recognized your voice. You're a little scratchy there, dude.
Hi. Is it me or is it the repeater?
In the repeater full quieting, so I have to say it's you there, bro. That sounded a lot better. KV Forces EPA.
Either one more questionable radio or a questionable antenna.
Well,
radio, right now I'm immobile. Now the one on the desk is going to that. The one on the desk is that Kenwood TM-733. It's going to that that homemade J-pole. So I guess I'll just start checking connections.
You sound better on this radio, and it could be your antenna, could be a connection. I tell you, there's and no offense, but the first place to check is the you know, your soldering and your connections on the PL259s with the ohmmeter and a visual check. If you soldered them yourself.
Well, that's the one that I made myself, which looks like Guido the alcoholic plumber soldered it. But it was always working until now. So I don't know. Maybe something got catted. A cat jumped on it. Yeah, you know, I'll check that. I'll look at where it's, and where the feed point is going into the connector. That wasn't done too good either. Although I do have another J-pole. I got the one that I got from Al. So that I think Gary KI4DOS made for him. I've got that
one from a friend of mine at church. He heard me say I was looking for a J-pole, or I was going to make one. He said, well, I have one, and he sold it to me for $25. It's made out of copper, and my location, I have a little bit of trouble. I say trouble. I'm pretty much full quieting into the 6-1, but I think sometimes the signal, receiving signal meter drops down a bar when I'm receiving, but I've got my radio on low power and everybody says I'm hitting it good, so I'm not going to worry about it. So it seems to be working pretty good.
The other thing, low power on this thing is 25 watts. The one on the desk is set to either 5 or 10 watts, but I never had trouble even at 5 watts, even hitting, well, let's say 10 watts, even the Mount Mitchell repeater, I can go and get into that one. So something may have happened to the radio or something may have happened to the antenna. I'll check all the connections and I'll look at the antenna itself. It got catted. If you have cats, you know you can use the word cat as a verb. Yeah, it got catted. Cats tore it up.
I've never heard that term before, but or if you're just making it up. Well, I'm headed over to my mother-in-law. She's getting a new washing machine, and she just feels more comfortable, you know, having one of the relatives around. Especially one of the guys. So I'm headed over there to just, you know, hang around with her while they bring in the washing machine and hook it up and all that.
5 minutes. Let me bring the desktop radio out here. It's all Anderson power pole connectors. It's real quick to unhook. Give me 2 minutes.
I'm almost there, so double time. KV2BNG, KV4CBA. Yeah, that's a little scratchy in the repeater. Into the repeater, I should say.
Possibly could be the radio. You know, we're trying to eliminate antenna versus radio.
Apparently did. That's the one you were on a few minutes ago. I mean, you've got a little white noise, but you're 100% copy. So if that doesn't change, anything any worse, then right now you're okay.
I'll keep you that much for longer if you're already at your destination.
Street, and I'll be there in about a minute. 5 miles an hour. I'm just slow poking it down the road here. You know, you don't want to run over any children or anything like that. Hey, people drive through my neighborhood and 40, 45 miles an hour. It's just unbelievable the disregard for safety and common sense in a neighborhood. I don't get it, but anyway, that's my pet peeve for today, I guess. Well, let me clear out of here. Good to talk to you. 73 is there. Glenn, have a good one. KD2BNG, KB4CBA, clear.
Yeah, KD2BNG. Oh, what, is this any better? This is without the diplexer.
Actually, that might have been a tiny bit better.
Yeah, because there's a signal splitter for the, it's a dual bander, so take the duplexer out of the circuit. All right, I'll figure it out. 73s, I'll let you go. KD2BNG, I'll be clear.
I don't know. That last transmission sounded about the same as the others, but maybe taking the duplexer out didn't help. You're, like I said, you just got a little white noise, but you're 100% copy. But anyway. All right. Have a good one. KV4CVA.